011 Simon Nun Ches Simon Nun Ches Sif Hey, I believe. Yes, Sif Hey. In Ne'enaz below Korah Kriya Shema Arvis Hashalom Ad Hashachar, which can happen. Sometimes you forget to daven Arv, right? And you wake up, it's before Amud Hashachar, and you realize you forgot to daven Arv. Sometimes you fall asleep for a night, and you wake up before Amud Hashachar, and you realize you didn't daven Arv yet. But it could be after Amud Hashachar. It's Amud Hashachar already. So you ain't davening Arv anymore, that's for sure. But there's a big chiddush by Kriya Shema. Kivin she'adayin lehein etzachama, since it's not etzachama yet, but the point is, since there are some people still sleeping then, that's the point. Again, the normal Yom V'Layla is to a degree suspended by Kriya Shema, the normal Yom V'Layla categories, because the Torah said it as B'shachbucha Uvukumecha. So here's a prime example of a manifestation of that anomaly. The fact that after Amud Hashachar is certainly Yom, according to everybody, halachically Yom, but you're reading Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, because as we saw before that after Amud Hashachar, B'di'evid, you could be Yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, because some people have already done Uvukumecha. Most people do Uvukumecha at Yakir, we had. But some people, a significant amount of people, I guess, do Uvukumecha from Amud Hashachar. But the bulk of the people are still sleeping. So there's a Gemara in Brachas, a Chiddush from Shimon Yochai, rather, that Kimesh Adayin Lohein Etzacham, and people are sleeping, most people are sleeping still. So it's Uvishachbucha. Korei Kriya Shema V'yotzubo Yudei Chayvis Kriya Shema Arvis. This is only in Ne'enas, only B'mokum Onus. Now again, whenever you see something like that, it probably means that, in other words, if it's not Onus, you can't do it. But probably only Midrabbanon. In the Arises, almost always, this, you don't find such chilukim. If you're Yotze, you're Yotze. If not, not. Like, but it would be probably Midrabbanon, you're not Yotze. Unless Ne'enas. So that's why the Mechaber starts off with Ne'enas. There's a famous Kasha, which I'll speak out. Wait a second. The Kasha goes, if people are in bed until Shalo Shaos, because that's why it's Uvukumecha, until Shalo Shaos, so why isn't it B'dievet Ubishachpacha till Shalo Shaos? Because some people are still sleeping. I hope it's not even a Kasha.
No one's going to sleep then.
You don't have to go to sleep for B'shach Pacha. B'shach Pacha is when you are asleep, not when you go to sleep. That's why it's the whole night. So there's a few terutz to this. I think the most memorable terutz, I'll call it, is that the more yom it is, the harder it is to make it Laila. And as the day progresses, so the less people are sleeping, and the more yom it is. So, if the Neitzachamo is the cutoff point. In other words, if the Neitzachamo, it's too much yom, and too few people are Ubishachpachim to make yom into Laila. If the Amud Hashachar, when it's not full-blown yom yet, and most people are still... Well, even that's not exactly true, because if the Yakir, and we say Yakir is when most people are already Uvukumecha, but this din still applies up until Neitzachama. So it's not really because of most and that. It's like a continuum of how much Yom is it, how much Laila is it, how many people are Uvashachbaching and Uvukumecha. So if the Neitzachama, it's too much already. It's too much Yom, and too few people are Uvukumeching. Okay, there's a lot of terutzim. That's like a major terutz. Let's go weiter. If you want to look at the Orach HaShulchan, he asks the Kasha and brings down a slew of terutzim. Im Hoya Onus Ba'osa Shah, Lord says Lederech, Bokhu Kuduni Chayev Alistim. In case you remember Se'if Gimel, so after Netzachama, even before Yakir, if you're an Onus, you can read already Kriya Shema. I mean, the Mechaber didn't have to say that case. He could have said it's after Yakir, and you just plain want to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris also, because it's after Yakir. But he picked even a bigger Chiddush. In other words, you're an Onus, and you want to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Lo Yitra Os Kriya Shema Pam Shenis, Lo Tzitz Bo Yidei Chov Os Kriya Shema Shel Yom, Shemayakha Sha'osa La'osa Sha'olayla, E'ef Sha'lachzor La'asosa Yom. This is the Mechaber's Psak. Not everyone agrees with it, because, ironically, as we just saw, many say, the grow among them, that, wait a second, you're not going with Yom and Layla. You're not going with Yom and Layla. You're going with B'shach B'chol B'kumecha. And you can have simultaneously B'shach B'chumecha. Enough people are sleeping to make it B'shach B'cha, and enough people are getting up to make it B'kumecha. So it's not really a stira. It's totally in two terutzim in a rosh in brachas. That's the source of the svar of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is paskening like the second teretz of the rosh, in which he says this svara, that there is, it is considered tarte desasrei, and you can't do both at once. And that's how the Mechaber paskens. So much for that. That's how he paskens. That you say it's a stira, and when you're saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Amud HaShachar, you can't even say it after Yakir. That whole time frame is one time frame from Alos to Nates. And if you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Alos, you cannot say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris until after Nates, not even after Yakir. Some Achronim say after Yakir, yes, that you can't take away the Ikerzman Kriya Shema, which is l'chatchila after Yakir. So we don't care about this theory of business. It's Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris primarily. And others say, and that's how it's mashma from the Mechaber. He says, oh, actually, from the Mechaber, it's not mashma anything. You don't see in the Mechaber. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura. In the Mechaber, it's no raya. So he says, Ba'osa Shah, Lo Yikra Oz, and he's talking after Amud HaShachar. I mean, he could be talking before Yakir. You don't have a raya from the Mechaber. Okay, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura.
Is there a discussion whether you can be Yotze both by one Kriya?
No.
It's not even a half.
I haven't seen it. It's maybe a good story, maybe. Why not? Hello? Yes? Yeah, hi. Mazel Tov to you. Is this an emergency? Because I'm in the middle of a shiur. I'll talk to you later. Mazel Tov, bye. And then as the Lokora Kriyash Masiv Kotn Chof Hachamod Umitzus Hamnoshim Yishenim Ba'osozman. That's the rationale. Belochein Bishas Adchak. When you are an onus, kriyna meigam kenu b'shach b'cha. Abu belavachi, if you're not an onus, afilu b'di'evet lo yotza. And again, probably mid the rabbanon. And we saw yesterday there are times when rabbanon have a koach to say that you're not yotze, although we're not quite sure what that means. But they have a koach to accomplish that you're not yotze. How they have that koach, we didn't say yesterday. I have to save it for a shiur one day. How do they have the koach, and what would be the mechanics of it? Like, what are they doing exactly? Lo yikra oz kriya shma v'yesh kolkim b'zeh. Not everybody holds of this svara of the tarted disasrei. Ayin b'liyo rabba v'bir hagra. So, and we already explained the rationale why it would not be tarted disasrei. Okay? Sheinus, and here the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, afilu achar sheyagia hazman Tishiyakras Chaver Brichikar Ba'amos. Even though that's a lachatchila dikazman of Shachris, we still say the Tarte Svara, we still say the Tarte de Sasri Svara, according to those who hold of it, the Machaber. If you look in the Shar HaTzion, Yudalid, I said, the Loka Minchas Kohen. The Minchas Kohen holds that if the Yakir, we suspend the Tarte de Sasri Svara. You can't stop a person from doing Krishna Shal Shachris if the Yakir. But, yes, we can. At least according to the Mechaber, who holds of the type of the Sasrei problem. Okay, v'la sosa yom, ela yamtim, He should wait. But what, he should wait. In other words, we're talking about he's not going to have time later. That was the scenario of saying Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis after Alos HaShachar. So what? Eliyahu, he should wait. Ulai Yizdaman on the cross of the Zman HaKehul Chosa. Let me explain to you what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here in Sifkat Nechav Gimel. You might have a Havamina that he's better off saying, he's facing a situation where he, the Pashtus, doesn't have time to say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Right? That's the scenario. So maybe he should better say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis now, and he'll lose Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, since it's the primary Zman for Shacharis, rather than saying, it's primary Zman, by the way, in case you're thinking, no, it's not Yakir yet, but B'mokum Onus, it is the primary Zman. That's what we saw yesterday. B'mokum Onus, it's L'chatchila to say Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar. When you're in Onus, it's L'chatchila. So maybe it's better to do L'chatchila than a big B'dievet Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after it's really daytime, except some people are sleeping. That's what you might think. So I'm explaining that that's what the Mishnah Berurah means to explain in Sivkot Nechav Gimel. No. Do Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and you never know what will happen. Maybe he'll have time. Maybe he'll be able to. Bizmana doesn't mean Bizmana of Yakir, of course. He can't do it after Yakir, we just said. Bizmana here means after Netzach Amah. So it's a funny word, Bizmana. It's like not really the precise word. It's, it means Bizmana in this case, which is after Netz.
Wait.
Yes. You could say Birchas Kriya Shema too, though not Hashkivenu. I think we'll have that though in later Simon. You know, you could say you could say the Birchas Kriya Shema, but not Hashkivenu. You can't say Hashkivenu after Amud HaShachar. Loy mi boy, according to the Ramban, that it's two different mitzvahs, Shacharis and Arvis. So certainly you would have to be mechaven for that one. But it's mustaber to me, even according to the Rambam, that it's one mitzvah to lank kriyat shma b'shacharis uba arvis, but you would still have to have kavana which one. Like, what are you doing? Because there is such a thing called shacharis and arvis. It's like the kiyas. Like the kiyas, you know, we always announce, you should have in mind the kiyas that the monk carries.
That's what I asked about the brachas. If you're saying the brachas, the brachas is not the same. You have to know which one you're doing.
Yeah, okay, but let's say you're not saying the brachas. He's just asking conceptually, would you have to have in mind which one? And the answer is yes. Okay. Sivvot. Afal pishas manu nimshach at sofa shor ashlishis. Zman kriya shma is till a fourth of the day, shor ashlishis. Im over shor ashlishis velo kora, kore also the birchoseho, kol sho'o revius, shehu shlish hayom. So there's a few chidushim here. Okay, one point is that the brachas could be said l'chatchila even, as long as it's zman tefila. The brachas are not based, the brachas of Kriya Shema, although they're called brachas Kriya Shema, are not tied to zman Kriya Shema, they're tied to zman tefila. That's point one. Point two is, because there's two interpretations, if anybody here remembers brachas, because everybody must have learned about days and brachas like 80 times. So it says, Akurim Bekam, oh, it's not that day's come to think of it. It's the beginning of the second pair. Akurim Bekam Beilech Lo Hifsid, Kodim Akurim Betoyer, no, it's the second Mishnah. So Lo Hifsid, in the Mishnah, means Lo Hifsid HaBrachas, and in the Bride, there's two interpretations. Akurim Bekam Beilech Lo Hifsid HaBrachas, that you could say Birchas Kriya Shema, Efter Zman Kriya Shema, and also Lo Hifsid Kriya Shema, which is the din we're learning now, that you should still say Kriya Shema, either lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, or there's an inyan of being mekabel, or there's an inyan of saying Kriya Shema within Birchos Kriya Shema, even though it's after Zman Kriya Shema, but it sort of, you know, just fits. That's a slot. And before being mekabel o malchus shemayim, which we'll see in a moment from the next sentence, the overshow revias v'lo kara, let's say you missed even saying it. In other words, he didn't say Kriya Shema, he missed Zman Kriya Shema, but he's saying Birchas Kriya Shema, because that he could still say till Zman Tefila, so he should say Kriya Shema then, and he has schar. It's not clear what the point of the mechaber is, because you don't have schar of, it's not like schar kriyashma. So it's, the Gemara calls it schar kakari b'toira. So thank you. Like what's, so it must be that there is an element of the mechaber ol malchus shamayim, like what we would call the spirit of the law, even though it's after zman kriyashma. But there's an inyan to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, as you say the birchas kriyashma. A raya that that's what, how the mechaber is interpreting that din is from the last din, where he goes on to say that in over show revias velo kora, you should say kriyashma below birchos seha kol hayom. So, like, what's the point? The Torah says there is an inyan to say kriyashma. If you didn't say kriyashma that day, you missed my kriyashma. And he even missed Zman of Birchos Kriyashma. You should say Kriyashma. Person should make sure, that's what the Mechaber's Chiddush is. You could, you can't, what's the difference? No, there's an Inyan of being Mechaber Ol Malchus Shemayim. So he should say that. Especially, you know, there's a Man Diomer and Gemara Brachos that Krishma's Midirabonim. So, the Pshat is, you have, what's the Pshat in that Man Diomer? The Pshat is that the mitzvah is to learn Torah every day, and midrabanon, like kriyashma, is the learning. And we saw in Hilchos Birchos HaTorah that sad that kriyashma is an aspect of Talmud Torah. So here also we're saying that this is why you should say kriyashma, even though it's after zman kriyashma, but you should pick this part of Torah to read or to learn, to recite, in order, because it's Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. So that's what you see in Sivot, that extends a whole day. I would say the same thing. A woman's not mechuyevet kriyashma, but she should do it. That's another place where you see the aspect of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that she should say kriyashma because of that aspect of the mitzvah, the chinuch aspect of the mitzvah, we'll call it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, below Korah, you didn't say kriyashma. You had a filu b'pshia. There's not an inyan of tashlum in here. We're saying that you can still say Brichas Kriyashma, you should still say Kriyashma in the context of the Brachas. And then the Mechaber goes on to say, you should still say Kriyashma the whole day, even without the context of the Brachas. This din happens to be true even if you said Kriyashma. If you said Kriyashma before davening in order to make Zman Kriyashma, so we saw many times that afterwards when you're davening, you should repeat Kriyashma within the Brichas Kriyashma. You shouldn't skip Kriyashma. Again, either Lamod the tefillah mitach divrei Torah, or the context of Birchos Kriyashma. So you're supposed to say Kriyashma then as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim in that slot. Do Adin Afilu Korah also Kula Mikaydim Bezmana below Birchos Seha Elo the Rebusim Nogtar Mechaber Sang Yechidish Loi Neim Kimin Shloi Korah Klal Arato Go Ruha Yoser. He shouldn't say it like he missed his man Kriyashma. Think of Medim Beis Yosef Soif Simen Mem Vav Ayin Shom Ubechuvas Mishkanos Yaakov Simenai and Zion, the fact pick was there, Hecha de Mitchila Korah es Kula, Ayan Shom, but Lamais, it's universal to, even if you said Kriyashma already, to say Kriyashma when you daven and you say Birchas Kriyashma. That's universal, like the Mechaber and like the Mishnah Berurah. Meaning like the Mechaber and like the Mishnah Berurah that says, Hu Adin if you read it already. Mechaber saying, if you didn't read it, you missed my Kriyashma. Mishnah Berurah says, Hu Adin if you did read it, you should repeat it.
What happens if you say Kriyashma before Zman?
Yeah.
Before Zman Kriyashma, you fall asleep. You don't daven.
You're at night or in the day?
During the day, in the morning, Shachris.
It says Kriyashma. You woke up.
You woke up.
Said Kriyashma. You didn't want to miss Zman Kriyashma.
You fell asleep.
You went back to sleep.
And now you daven after Zman, after Shah Raviz. So now it's after David. You say Kriyashma with the brachas or not?
What we're going to see in a second about saying the brachas after Shah Raviz. Meanwhile, it sounded like only up till Shah Raviz. Right. Let's wait a second. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. Shah Raviz. The brachas ainam shayachim with Kriyashma. They're not tied to Zman Kriyashma. Double bishaniskinu kodim Kriyashma. Mikomukom av birchos Kriyashma hi. Shreinam bavarach asher kadishodim and mitzvot of zivonah lukros Kriyashma. Barehim kamot tefila. So they have a din of tefila. Levikach dirim kamot tefila sa shachar. Shehu rakat shlish hayom. But you have an extra hour. Okay. Of Rosh HaRevius, let's say the fourth hour went by, Zman Tfilah. Afilu Nemas, Afilu Hoka, Dikam Ve'ela Kitzad HaBrachas. That's what the Mechaber seems to be saying. You can't say Birchos Kriya Shema anymore after HaRevius. The Embirich HaVibrochel of Atola. Vayim Bir Alocha. Why? There is a Rambam sheet that you could say Birchos Kriya Shema Kol Hayom. That Birchos Kriya Shema are like Birchos HaShachar. You could say them a whole day. That's a Rambam sheet. There are Achronim that are Mechalik between Yotza HaMa'oros and Avarabah and Gaal Yisrael and Gula. They say that Yotza HaMa'oros you can't say after the fourth hour. So that's a little ridiculous already. But the other two, it's Mestavra like the Rambam. The Bir Alocha brings down, and Lamaisa in other places in Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura paskins like that, even though here the Bir Alocha says Efshar, but in other places in Mishnah Brura, he says it as a Halacha Psuka, that if you're Ne'anas, just like you did have in Shachris up until Chatzos, if you're an Onus, so you could say Birchos Kriya Shema also up until Chatzos if you're an Onus. Again, just like Tfilah, if you're an Onus, you could say up till Chatzos. So too, the Bir Alocha here says Efshar, and in other places in Mishnah Brura he says yes, you could say Birchos Kriya Shema. So, again, Birchos Kriya Shema is till Shor Revius. If you're an Onus, the Bir Alocha, the Mishnah Brura, Paskin, that you can say Birchos Kriya Shema up till Chatzos. We do not paskin like the Rambam, that you could say it a whole day. We don't paskin like that. The Brachal of Atola, the Mishnah Brura calls it. Okay, and you should always say Kriya Shema in that context. And Lamaisa, even if it's you missed the whole thing and it's after Chatzos, if you haven't said Kriya Shema yet, the Mechaber paskins to say Kriya Shema. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. What? What? Why isn't there a bracha for Kriya Shema? That's a good question. Probably the answer is that a bracha, Kriya Shema is the essence of what a bracha is supposed to accomplish. A bracha is supposed to awaken you to Malchus Shemayim, that you're doing a mitzvah, that you're doing a mitzvah because Hashem commanded you to do it, and that's what the whole Kriya Shema is, that you're Makabel O Malchus Shemayim. So it would be like a bracha on a bracha. It would be like asking, and they do ask it, why don't we make a bracha on benching? Like, and the answer is, because that's the bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha. But that's a good question, but that's the answer. Okay. Mishnah Brura, Chavvav, Chav Zayin, Korah, you should say Kriya Shema Stamazoy. I am Belubush. Shekosov, Yochel Lekrosa. You could say it. But it means Shekov Sheyakrana. You should. You can't say you're mechuyim. It's just a zman kriya shma. I mean, the da realize the mikolah gom parsha sitzes oshori psukim shem askir mitzias mitzrayim mechuyim in atorah kol hayom. You have to do your zechiras mitzias mitzrayim by yom uva laila. So Bayom is Mana Kolayom, doesn't stop at Zman Kriya Shema. Dominator when Nicholas Manda Zhirosa. So if you miss Kriya Shema, you miss Zman Kriya Shema. So usually you Mekayim it if you say the second the bracha after Kriya Shema. So you say Mimitraim Galtonu Hashem Elokeinu Mimitraim B'Disonu. But really you should always have in mind whenever, because you're saying Kriya Shema also. So you just have it in mind by the third parsha, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shero Tseisi Eschem Me'erich Mitraim. But Lamaisa, you're also doing it during the bracha afterwards, maybe Mitzrayim Galtonim Beisavodim B'Disanu, or at night, you're also mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. When you go to the Shagasar Yisminyu, that air was one of the spheres of the Yom. Oh.
You
say
Kriya Shema
Mechayra. The Shagas Arye discusses it though. There's like five huge Shagas Aryeh. If you don't know them, it means you never were bar mitzvah. In the olden days in Europe, virtually, my father told me, virtually every bar mitzvah boy said over Shagas Aryeh as the bar mitzvah pshat. Even the one in Hilchos Tefillin, or this one about Kriya Shema Zechir Tzitzias Mitzrayim. It was like a set minhag, a bar mitzvah boy said over Shagas Aryeh. Yes, I did. to answer your question. Okay. And he didn't even thank his parents. Sinzai. And lo kara bayom. Yesh omen sheyesh lo tashlum in ba'arvis. I wonder how many people heard of this, that there's a tzad in the poiskim that you could make up kriyashma. Like you make up a tefillah. You don't have schar, like reading, just like by tefillah, you make up a tefillah if you missed one. So you don't have schar like saying the tefillah bismana, but there is some schar of the tashlumen. So some say there's such a concept by kriyashma too. In lo kor bayom, yesh omen sheyesh lo tashlumen ba'arvis, v'chein in lo kor kriyashma ba'arvis, yesh lo tashlumen bayom. I would have said the first one is a bigger chiddush than the second one, because it's the same day. So I would have said it's a bigger chiddush that if you didn't say it b'yom, you can make it up b'layla, than saying if you didn't say it b'layla, you can make it up b'yom.
Can it be separate mitzvah or one
mitzvah? What?
Would it matter if you hold it's two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah?
I don't know, that's already Torah. You have to go into the Torah and Beis Yosef and read the sources. The question is, in the poskim on this level, is it comparable to tefillah or not? We find the concept of tashlumin by tefillah. Is there a concept of tashlumin by kriyashma? So some say yes, the yesh chokim, and some say no. Tefillah is a special thing because tefillah is appropriate for the whole day, really. So it's not that hard to make an inyan of tashlumin, because you can just, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Ulevai sheyispal al adam kol hayom kulo. Like, it's just daven, what's the difference? So you make a tashlumin. While here it's b'shochmucha, uv'kumecha. Like, there's no logic to a tashlumin. That's the svar of the Yesh Chol. The idea of if it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, I haven't seen. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sheyesh ha tashlumin. Ene kavona sheyotum deyidei kriyashma. I mean, there is a concept of Zman Kriyashma. Ma'afa shekvor ova Zmano, ve'inu ala kakara b'toira. Rak shalachatchilo tzorech lahashlima kamo tfilo. I don't know, so Mishnah Brura makes it sound it's just a chiyuv azah, a makeup. The Gemara's lashon in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar is Nihi deschar ketfilah bezmano leko. We're talking about tfilah, avol deschar for tfilah shelo bezmano. You get some schar. Here I would say, since there's an inyan to say it even after Zman Kriyashma, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim inyan, which the Machaber Lamaisa Paskins. It's important to remember. A guy, let's say, is sick, he's not feeling well, or he oversleeps and he misses everything. The Machaber Paskins, he should say Kriyashma, O Malchus Shemayim. So the Tashlumin could relate to that aspect of Kriyashma, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim aspect. Okay. Alkem boiler lakumus chavishaita bereisha. Since we compare it to tefillah, so you have to do the chova first and the tashlumen second, just like by tefillah. But take the vakar mayriv yikra ot shma b'shul zehavam shatizer. That's when you would do it. In b'shogeg chisra, it would only be if he missed it b'shogeg, just like by tefillah. The inyan of tashlumen is only if you miss it b'shogeg. The Yesh Chokin, some say, what? Tashlumin. Agroba Birkayet the Chriu Kadeyazu. The Rachashulchan says he never heard of it. He never heard of anybody doing Tashlumin for Kriyashma. So, that seems to be Achra. Okay, so that means what we end up with is that this man Kriyashma, of course. You should always say Kriyashma with Birchas Kriyashma no matter what. The whole day you should say Kriyashma as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, but that's only the day or the night. Well, the night, the whole night is Man Kriyashma, it's the day. But once it's past the day, it seems it's not even an Inyan Tashlumin. You missed it. It's gone. Okay.